Welcome to 7 Minute Sunday on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast. I'm your host, Ayana Angel, and we are going to spend the next 7 minutes together getting you filled up with inspiration and goodness to get your mind primed to achieve greatness as you enter the week ahead. The battle of fear. So, fear is normal, okay? We all know that fear is there, it exists, it's been there since time. But we can't dwell in those moments so much that we begin living them. Do you understand what I'm saying? You can't dwell in the moments of fear so much that you begin to live this fear. Have you ever thought about that? There are some people out there who are actually not just living in fear, they are living fear because they are creating all of their experiences based off of the fear that is being portrayed or played out in their head. Now, don't think that fear will ever disappear. I know that rhymes. As long as you can continue to challenge yourself, as long as you continue to challenge yourself, fear will be there on some level. Things that are outside of your comfort zone or boundaries, they tend to evoke emotions of fear, of uncertainty. Usually when we're uncertain about things, that's where fear can creep in. When we don't feel like we're well-versed or we know what to expect or what's ahead, that can cause us some uneasiness, which depending on how your mind processes things or how you allow it to process things, it can amp things up a notch. And then turn that uneasiness into fear. But if you're a person of faith, you have to rely on that. You have to rely on your faith. And if not, if you are not a person of faith, then confidence in self and your abilities is a nice second. So you know what your skills are and what you're capable of. And if it's left up to you to win, then you can do it. Depending on yourself to win. And when I say depending on yourself, that doesn't mean that you put things like faith out of the equation. If you believe in faith, in the universe, in God, and a higher power, or what have you, it doesn't mean that you put them out of the equation. It just means that you are aware and you are confident in your capabilities. Because half the battle, a lot of the time, is just deciding whether you think you can actually do something or not. And if you think you can do it, then more than likely you can do it. But if you think you can't, what do they say? You probably can't and you probably won't. So for me, I know most of you know my story at this point, but for those that don't, I am a former sports publicist turned traditionally published author. And now your host of this podcast. And when I quit my job, I had plenty of fear. Plenty of fear. It was normal. I, to be honest with you, didn't even know what was gonna happen from one moment to the next. I just knew that I needed to take this chance. And aside from that fear, I also had a passion to succeed at my goal. And at the time, when I quit, my goal was to be a traditionally published author. So I didn't dwell in the fear and the what ifs. I just started making minor goals and trying to achieve them. Notice I said minor, not major goals. I knew what the major goal was. The major goal was to be traditionally published. But those minor goals, those smaller steps, those were the things that were gonna get me to where I wanted to go ultimately. Now, fear, yes, it was there, but did I let it control me? Did I let it stay top of mind every day? Absolutely not. And you can't do that either, because our minds are so powerful that if we start to really operate in that space and let it run wild, there is no telling how far it will run. It will probably get out of control. And sometimes you can even become paralyzed and stuck by the narrative that fear is now creating in your mind. I mean, realistically, we could be fearful of everything, every day, all day. Like, I could be fearful of coming to you guys every week with podcast episodes, especially with 7-Minute Sundays, where we really hang out and communicate and talk and chat with each other and get a bit more intimate. I could be fearful of coming to you guys on Instagram Live on Friday nights, which is typical for us to hang out. I could be fearful of that. I could be fearful to put anything that is a representation of me and what I want to put out into the world and the difference I want to make in the world and the conversations that I want to spark in the world. I could be fearful of putting any of that out there because it can be intimidating to operate in this space, but I do it anyway. I do it anyway. And what drives me is knowing that there are a lot of somebodies out there that need the encouragement and that need the knowledge that I have, that need the insight that I've gained, that need to hear the conversations that I can make happen and bring to light. That's what drives me. That encouragement drives me. Encouragement is my calling. That's my calling. So what's your calling? What's your passion? What's your big dream? Does it scare you? Does it pump fear in your heart? If it does, good. Then go after it. Because when something scares you and it gives you this trickle in your stomach, like, if I did that, oh my gosh, you probably need to run in that direction. As much as you want to pull yourself back and not go in that direction, you probably need to run in that direction. It'll probably give you bigger and better results than you could have ever imagined, and an amazing learning experience as well. So, I challenge you, run toward the fear, because the battle of fear is something that you can absolutely win. As always, thank you so much for spending this 7-Minute Sunday with me. And quite frankly, every other week that you hang out with me or day that you hang out with me on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit podcast, I appreciate you and I appreciate the love. I just can't say that enough. And real quick, I want to do something a little bit different. I want to share with you a comment that was left in the comment section on Instagram, on the Switch, Pivot, or Quit Instagram recently. And it was from Alnisa1999. And she says, "Your podcast rocks. Your guests always provide such informative tips on career, work-life balance, etc. I recently did a Switch, Pivot, or Quit myself. About 7 months ago, I left my fast-paced corporate job in NYC, health insurance / operations, to relocate to Southern Florida by myself to pursue a career in tech / STEM. I don't have just one favorite guest. My absolute favorites were Tony from Stilettos and Screwdrivers, Kay Renee, Sequoia Blagett, and Womenour, and Karen Dimmick. These women really inspired me to continue on with being persistent and resilient in my journey to living my best life. Keep up the amazing work at Switch, Pivot, or Quit." And this comment was left under the anniversary post because we had just recently made our 1-year anniversary, which it's still recent. And I just wanted to share this with you guys because I want to let you know that I appreciate the love. I see you. I know the impact that the podcast is making on you guys, and that is what fuels me to keep going. And I want to let you know that there's a community of women out here who feel the same way as you. So all the feelings that you're feeling, you are never alone. We're here, we're with you, and we're championing you. So just keep going, keep going, keep going. And with that, I'm just going to say keep spreading the love. And now I guess I'm going to run off and go take a little spin in the 2017 Mazda Grand Touring. It's the Mazda 6 Grand Touring. I've actually been driving that around for the last week. And if you are paying attention on Instagram, you know that I like to drive a new car quite frequently. So this is the flavor of the week. It's the Mazda 6 Grand Touring, and it is a 2017, and it is like so beautiful. It's this soul red metallic on the outside and this like almost cream white, sporty looking interior, leather interior. Oh, it is dreamy on the inside, you guys. It just makes me feel like, ooh, yes, girl. So I'm going to go take a spin in that. It has heated seats, heating steering wheel. I've never even encountered a heated steering wheel, but I love it nonetheless. All the more luxury. Give it to me. Send it my way. We are all about receiving luxury, right, ladies? So I'm going to go take a spin in that and have some fun. And I hope you guys have an amazing week this week. Enjoy your time. Enjoy the moment. And live out loud. And as always, keep killing it.